on the JSC that you've seen at the moment that you think, this I must be in and for the long term?
Yeah, well, I will never ever put my money only in one thing. Sorry, Rikus. I'm sure we're going to say the same thing, but you know, I'm just too risk averse to do that. So I think that's a betting game if you only pick one thing. I like a couple of shares that I think would add value over 15 years, and that has the potential. But there's always the chance of something very unforeseen going wrong that you could never anticipate beforehand. That's the whole reason that you do risk mitigation and diversification.
Yeah,
I've spoke to this about a numerous amount of times, and that'll also be my stock pick for this evening. But I think Sibanye-Stillwater, even after the price has recovered over the last couple of days, is an extremely good company to invest in for the long run. They focused on green metals. They focused on the future. They're in the PGM space. They've really transformed themselves as a company. They're good allocators of capital. And you're really only paying 3.5 times PE for this company with a dividend yield of over 11%. So I can't see why you shouldn't hold that one.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose just on Sibanye, I think the finance ghost who writes for the Financial Mail, who has I'm sure people are aware of him, talked about how the spending, you know, the deals that they've done, 44 billion rand, I don't know if it was for the Rustenburg assets, but was paid off in earnings a few years later.
Yes.
And that's the kind of, you know, when we talk about smart capital allocation, that's what you're after. But my question wasn't so much which one stock would you buy for your, it's just the stocks that sort of scream value to you now that you would be happy to hold for a longer term. So, okay, so Sibanye is one of them and that was your stock pick.
Yeah.
Rikus, how about you? And let's take you to your stock pick too.
Well, first of all, the one that I would have bought for long term was Solaris Holdings. And unfortunately, the news broke away that the minorities are getting taken out. And I'm reasonably, you know, so there goes my investment in that one. But yeah, stock pick for today, and it's cyclical, so don't forget to sell, is Glencore. So it is in the resource index or in the resource camp. The reason why it's Glencore is because that's the only local share that's above my, shall we say, line in the sand, which is the 200-day moving average. It's actually breaking to new highs. There's a couple of reasons for that. They've got coal. They're well diversified into the green metals. And thirdly, they're not only a miner, they are a trader in metals. And I'm quite sure, you know, so, and that gives them the edge and another source of income, if I call it, rather than just digging up the stuff and selling it.
Yeah, and I'm sure that, I mean, the coal trading market must be fascinating at the moment, given what's been happening in the coal markets and the whole energy basket. So, okay, no. So Glencore for you, Rikus. Mia, did you have another pick, or was Sibanye your pick this evening?
Well, there's a thing that a story that I think we can't go without touching, and that's the government coming out and saying that they won't be allowing any government tender programs to be built with imported cement. So that's been a great a news flow for PPC. I mean, PPC was really down in the dumps the last couple of years. They traded below 50 cents a share. It's now up over 5 rand a share.
Yeah.
So you've really made like 1,000% on your investment if you bought there. But even if you just held the share from previous levels, you're probably still above water if you invested in the last 2 or so years.
Yeah.
The fact is that this has been a tough road for PPC. They've done a lot of hard work to reduce their debt. They've been a very indebted company over the last couple of years due to the fact that their operations struggle to make money.
Yeah.
But this is a great opportunity for them to recover as a business in South Africa.
Indeed. Yeah, very interesting move there. Mia, Rikus, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining
us
this evening. Nice to see you both. Mia Kruger is from Kruger International. Rikus Riedis is from PSG Wealth Santander. We'll be back tomorrow to take more of your questions. Have a good evening.